can't break the Ramah completely. You know, the Torah had a different language, but the Tosfos here seems to confirm, and as Danny pointed out, here it's not such an emergency. It's Eila Pnai. There's enough time. Whatever, she's going to do something. So there is a basis for it. Fine. I want to discuss something important, which is interesting and leads to some other things. The Bali HaShulchan in Simon Kuf Tzadi Tess, if caught in Samar Beis, of an interesting sack. It says over here in the Shulchan Aruch and Sifei, Nizdanu L'Shila B'Leil Shabbos Tocha V'Yom, obviously. Says the Bali HaShulchan, Kosva Poskim, Shlo Tocha Alisha Zu, Ben Chafifo L'Tvila, V'Yav Sudas Shabbos T'Kayemna, shouldn't be eating between the chafifa and the tefillah. In the winter time, it's not even a shayla because they go to the mikvah whenever it is. In my mikvah, 20 minutes after shkia, they want them to eat before. And it's ridiculous. If they wait 40 minutes, it's still ridiculous. The issue is early Shabbos. This is early Shabbos now in this country. It's popular from Pesach till Labor Day. Let me use that as a funny expression. Okay. I think that's a pretty accurate. Am I correct? More or less in the communities that where you come from? Huh? Till Sukkot is like early Shabbos. Is early Shabbos now this coming Shabbos?
A shul around the corner from my parents has early Yom
till Sukkot. Okay. For Pesach. Sukkot even more. Okay. Half a year. Okay. So it's a little less than half a year in other communities. Fine. So, whatever. That's what he passes. Why? He says Sidrei Tara, Kuf Tzadiches of Kod Mem Tes, Chok Masonim as well. And look what I wrote in Kuf Tzadiches in Chok Dalid, and look what I wrote in Kuf Tzadivov Tzukrei Tes Vov. Gives you two more Maramakams. Well, let's take a look and see what he says. So, let's open up to the Sidrei Tara. We like to see things in the source that you all have in front of you. The new Maram Makomas, just for the... I put one Maram Makomas from the Biurim of the Bar HaShulchan. One. I don't know. You want to, advertise it's a beautiful sefer. So until now we've been sticking to the page of the Shach and the Taz, and the Chavaz Da Sidrei Tara. But maybe break out a little bit. So I put one. Okay? Here he quotes the Sidrei Tara. Let's see. Kuf Tzadi Ches of Kotten Mem Tes. See what it says? Okay. He says as follows. Quotes the Ramah. Ben Rechitzel the Tefillah Kotz the Ramah Ein Lo Lechol Klal Afilu B'Shabbos Yontem Nami Yosel Lechol Kegon B'Igiyaz Man Tefillos B'Mos HaKayitz B'Leil Shabbos V'Yomtev Sheroch HaTzim Kodem Shabbos V'Yomtev V'Olechas L'Beis HaTefillah Achaz Man Achila. Hey, we call early Shabbos. It's not a new thing. She'ein Lo Lechol Klal Ad Achar Boa B'Beis HaTefillah The Kevim Du Samach HaTefillah Shem Lo Tanaka Yofer Mitoch Shimahuma lebeisa. He made up a chumrah. She shouldn't eat her suda Shabbos and rely upon her flossing her teeth. Maybe talk about teeth bleeding. It's a different problem. Teeth bleed, you can't floss your teeth. I use a toothpick, but that he has a different verb. Mahuma lebeisa. Frek Rav Feivel Cohen Shlita, right over here in the Ramaskil Ve'ein. This is again Kuf Tzadiches Sif. Chav Dalid, those who have to say if you're going to open up. The Maskel Ve'ein. Yeah. Quotes Sidrei Tara. He doesn't understand. What's going on over here? How can it be? Ma mahumo lebeisa yiko. Him ochele sudos and ibod yom. Obimosa kites. What's the rush? She can't go to the mikvah anyway. Right? You have early Shabbos, so she'd be, you know, he'd pick early Shabbos. So let's say, for example, the peak season. So the sun says 8:30, and then when Ashlu we dive in 6:40, it's as late as it gets. So she comes, they can come home at 7:30, and can't go to the mikvah till 10 to 9, even in Riverdale we go early. It's an hour and a quarter. How long does it take to eat already? She'll be finished the whole meal before it's time to the mikvah. What moment in the basin? Mason, it's now it's time to go to the mikvah. When she's in a rush, won't floss or brush her teeth properly. It's not even, it's too early to go to the mikvah. That's Rabbi Feivel Gaon's kasha against Sidrei Tara. Then he adds. V'ein lomar shelo bo'el li also the hamshich sudas ad alayla. Oh, so she should be only be able to eat until 10 to 9. Once the mikvah opens, she'd have to stop, because if she's going to floss then, she won't do a good job. No. The Milshona Nimavua Shayla Lechel Kalikar. That's his kasha. Good kasha. No, maybe a good kasha. V'yesh Loma. The Beardvar. The Zehu have a Pshitale, Shayn Lismoch, Alzesh, Tirchas, Pia, Miyan, Acharasuda, Teramigayas, the Tfilos. You hear what's going on? And she flosses, brushes after the meal. She says, Birchas, a Muslim. Nah, that's no good. Why? The Kayv and Shashar Noshim, Rochas, Nibod Yom, Rakpa Machas, Vadad Hashina, she Tishkach. It's going on, made of his own chumra. She's going to forget. Even if she didn't eat, as it's called in the Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes, this is apparently a requirement. When you come to the Vicar Friday night, you got to right away brush your mouth. Wash out your mouth a second time. Al zeh kosa v'sidrei tara. Tach v'chitza la v'chitza malyi. Ezel kol anoshim. Kemen shivu l'beisa. V'lochein e'lo lechol achar v'chitzos in a rishon al smach ha v'chitza ahi. So the average woman who didn't eat, it's good enough. But for a woman who ate, it would not be good enough. Aye, she can take care of the teeth after benching before this man even came, she's going to forget to do that. Ad kasop sa chumra, very big chumra. Okay, but that's what he says. Okay. So it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. So what are you supposed to do? So over here he writes in Sitkot Kuf Peches. He says, shouldn't eat. Okay. Then he says, what will happen if tefillah came on Yontem Sheni? He said, Tzorach muteres lechol konon tefillasa, abshach hafifasa berav Yontem, kemen shebenkach ubenkach tshichol adiach piol anaka shinea konon tefillasa, imasha ochla biyontem, rishin. That's what he says. So, you know, that's a chiddush. He says as follows. He has a shayla like this. There's a minig noshim not to eat meat at all on the day of the tefillah. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Tzadiches Tif Chav Dalet. Lo lecha basa biyom lech from the base of tefillah, because it gets stuck in the teeth more than other things, and if you may make a mistake, you won't get it out. Minig yafu. But Shabbos, woman goes to the mikvah motzi Shabbos. She's not going to eat in Shabbos. That doesn't apply. Does not apply at all. That's what he quotes over here. In Kuf Pei Beis, Tatas and Shabbos Nyontif, you can eat meat. I would extend the kula that he has over here for the situation of Leli Yom Tov Sheni. I would extend the same kula, Manias Daiti, to every single Friday night. Same as we would make of Hasuda Shabbos by Echidas Basa, we just saw. So too, I'd be making against the Sidrei Tara who says Hocha Chashin on the Michshul Tfei. I don't know where it comes from. Then I found something amazing. He tells you, look on the bottom. Also, Kuf Tzadi Tes Sivov the Masal Tochuf. Where I looked, Shulchan Aruch says, and Kuf, everyone open up the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Tzadi Tes Sivov. Thank you. a second. Gotta find it. Oh. The words Tochof Erev Shabbos. Something fascinating I found in this sefer, the same sefer. Same sefer. Okay, what does it say? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? The Leil Tefillah is Motzei Shabbos, Yom Tov, Tochof Erev Shabbos. Very nice. Tochof Erev Shabbos. This is Pshita. Pshita. So he writes as follows. He says he thinks, you don't have to floss your teeth, so you can eat after the chafifa, even Erev Shabbos. Either Ramah said back in Kuf Sadiches, if Chavdalim, Shinip Yin Rechitz in the Tefillah. It's not Shaykh over here. Why? Lorok Tzadayin Pia. Umatam Losher Bachila. She has to do it when she's Chofefes. Then we're afraid, maybe she'll forget, as we saw earlier. Okay. Fine. Lachain. He's not exactly sure what the din is over here. I'll give you his words. The mikra sheocheles al shulchan acherim. O sheorchim ochlim al shulchana. Dim timona milecho. If she will not eat. O titcha suda. Everyone come 2 hours later. Yagishaba shulel tfilasa. Imitz teres pekak mafnei sniyo shaba. Nirish emuteres lecho kodam tfilasa. Hanemi libidi yemen. Shuzmenu kvar orchim l'shulchan, or shekvar muzmenes yil l'shulchan acheim. Abel l'chadchila, yeshem noam eze, heichad efshah shalom tzeh tzvich alech al konam atvila. Fine. This is what he says. In the Shas HaTchak, it's permissible to eat between the chafifa and the tvila. He himself is makel. Wow. So, I found a cool over here, befer shekula. So I was wondering, let me read a little bit further. Something fascinating here. But he says, it's only true, he takes it back. It's only true, Sivov, where the Chafif was 24 hours ago, he's eating anyway. But Hecha Shechal Tfilosa B'Lel Shabbos B'Alma, Lavsam Abiyantif, or Yom Tov Rishon, well, and this great Tara said back then, it's no good. Even Suda Shabbos Yom Tov ain't ocheles alach hashatovda. So checkmate. No, at the last moment, a kula, potential kula. Umikom akom apaze im biglal min yosim yilecho yivod al acheim shulel tefila shalom. She's eating at someone else's table. If she has guests, v'dava ze gorm lo lizbayish min acheim. She nechlemes by pekat shemagishim ba bnei adam shulel tefilasa nire sheyesh lahata lo lechol konet tefilasa. Why? The next one. We spoke about this ourselves a while ago. The gadol, listen carefully. The gadol kovar abrius shedoch afisur drabon and brachos yotesim and beis rambachos kolayim v'kol shkein hodi dan. Durak mitam minik kenirli. Wow. We had spoken about Gadol Kavod Abrius, but the women who are embarrassed because they did not wear their makeup, or all kinds of other reasons, we're going to figure out that we're good, that's the mikvah night. We weren't so happy with this heter of Gadol Kavod Abrius. But here it is, believe it or not, in all places, it's Bali HaShulchan. But not a cooler factory here, to say.
Yeah,
Hold on. So I have a problem with this because again, the halacha lemais I'm makel because it's not an ikar adin. As we said before, she can do it do chatzitza afterwards, and his option of eating later is not an option for the reasons that he gives. What? Just imagine make early Shabbos. And everyone's eating at the table, except the Eishes Chayil is not eating nothing. She had a stomach ache, as you can say. I don't know. It's hard to imagine. Everyone's eating serving soup and fish and chicken and kugel, and she eats nothing. That's the question. She's going to go hungry. She'll eat later on and chew, but everyone's eating. It's people start, you know, yeah, it's almost a giveaway. So I think it's mutter, but invoking God will cover the abrius, it's a problem. And I'll tell you why. Because you see, we spoke about this a while ago. We discussed the sugya of tefillah on the eighth day. Tefillah on the eighth day, so we said it can be done in certain circumstances. If you remember the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, certain circumstances. And here we have it, right on the same daf. Avuloi, the Rashi Samach Zayinim and Beis. Lush Nachmina, but Yonim Shal Mara, Soyabaderach, Beis HaTefillah, Vashim Tipo Al Shem Tistake. So the Ramah has a tshuva about this. We spoke about this once before. May have even showed you this Ramah once before. Where's Ramah? Did we show him or Achronim? Yeah. That's what I thought. In the Arbeis Medesh, somehow got into the Rishon. So I couldn't find it for a while. Ramah. Both sides, everyone should turn first to the Shulchan Aruch, the very end of Siman Kuf Tzadi Ches, the last sif, the very last sif. Sif Mem Ches. It is as follows: Yesh Shekosu Sheshlishal Yos Tznuah Belel Tfilosa. Would make up such a lyrical expression. Where'd it come from? I'm a Furusha Gemara. Let me show the Gemara before I show you the Ramah. We'll come back to the Gemara in a second. It's Gemara in Erevin. New name at Bates. Look more like this. Yoshvei Tzrifim. Chayein Enu Chayein. The Shein of B'nei Enu Shalahen. What? Abba Nasein Oma Oro Shochev Em Kol Behema. What? The daughters. What's going on over here? Says the Gemara, Shemagishin Zelazeh B'Tzvila. So what? So based on this, the Ramah writes, you should be very careful, no one should know. But what's pshat in the words of the Gemara? Rashi says, look carefully. Tefillah, shen lemikvos, v'holchos nanosh lipo b'mokam rochok, v'koro lechaverto magishin ashcheinim, yesh rosha roda v'achreinu misyach animoim. And we're not just worried, we're afraid about menafin. The kids are, it's a problem, it's a serious problem. We'll see the Ramah quotes in the Sakona, we'll see in a second. That's a serious problem, it's not just a matter of serious, but somehow or other, the Ramah took this, it's really based on the Sefer Aguda, who quoted this Gemara, and it's found its way into the Ramah as well. What happens over here? Look what he writes. Watch. Should be by day, Chafifa. No, maybe it starts. They used to go by day, goes right till the night. Fine, very nice. Nirloma. If you can't do it by day, you can do it at night only. Not only Shabbos and Yontif, but Sharonis. Okay. Loev shagamke shabnos yisrael misbaishos v'yenicholos latzniat tefilasim karolahem, as the Rokeach says. That's what we saw before. Ketzam Avren, he also quoted about this. Avro shama abnos yosrei tzrivim shorosh shogav behema Esh magishin betfilosan. Ukemo sherech mizah aluf handgon achocha makirul kudem anagon maran. We can look all these things up. Why edition? I didn't have these green letters. Zeh mikri lo emsher. Umuto levatal minig anoshim shenogu lahach mulahas lacha bayom lahamad adina del chavalaylam. The chamira sakanto lamod besakonas oro shokav and behema meisura the chafifa balayla sheino the chashash biyalma shem lo tochav yofe. So it was only the rabbanon. The shildas is supposed to be by night anyway. Bechule. What's his raya? This is the famous raya. You go on the eighth day, right? And Rashi explains that she's afraid they're going to fall into a pit. Rashi explained, we saw that. What do you mean? How can you matter an issur? It's an issur to go on the eighth day. It's an issur within the Gemara. There's not a good reason. It's an issur. An issur. Let's say, if I care, go by night. Lahara vukos veneros. Go there with a torching ceremony. She knows the Menach Pechosin. He quotes a Sugya of Gemara, Masechta Megillah. Yeah. And what's the answer? The answer is as follows. The answer goes like this. The answer is, Oz havi avdi isura. What's isur? Havi av shemilsa. Velohoya b'zatakonas tznuas amatzniya tfilasan. Kavachom. Mahosam shehita isura mishav takonazu. Koshkin lahat irateira. Don lochuf balayla. Shehu muta lechatchila lechuliyama. B'dalo efshar. It's not really awesome. He did it in the Gemara. Okay. Fine. This is what the Ramah says. Okay? Ramah said it. But here we're only being matir the eighth day. How about the seventh day? What will happen is some embarrassment situation in the seventh day. So we don't find a heter to be matir an embarrassment situation in the seventh. That's what we keep talking about. He's embarrassed. We only find a heter by the eighth day. I don't find a heter by the seventh day. Moreover, it's interesting. Here he's not discussing embarrassment as such. What's the criterion over here? He does mention the word mispashas once, but the fundamental issue is a much more serious problem of yichud, niyuf, sakana. It's not a sakana to be embarrassed. It's bad, but it's not a sakana. So that's not even the main thrust of his kula in the first place. So the idea that it's being quoted over here that kavod abrius should work, I don't think it works. Because kavod abrius, so wait another day. Now we hate to push off a tefillah, but clearly that seems to be an option. If that option is there, so then you really don't have a good head to go on the do something earlier. Not necessarily. The Kitzer, he also quotes from the Shut Beis Shearim, which we looked up, that the Iker Sneos is not that people should know she went to the mikveh. But while she's going to the mikveh, people shouldn't see her going to the mikveh. Now, of course, in today's world, how do you know where she's going? The mikveh river is next door to a shul. Maybe she's going to that shul. Of course, not everyone was going to that shul, but that's beside the point. But the girls don't look that carefully. So these are all very questionable issues. If the ikah nears b'shas halicha, so then it's not necessarily. So therefore, it seems to me that I would not agree with the cover that Brias had there. If it's Ikadina de Gemara, but if it's not Ikadina de Gemara, I certainly would, and therefore I come back to the same conclusion. That's mutter, but not for the reason that he gives over here. Yes, sir.
What is it? But you're not having guests, you're not having guests somewhere else. So the Terrace Matter,
you're talking about Friday night?
Yeah.
He might guest. Most people have children. They have their children in the house. Just two people?
Yeah.
Look, you want to be mach, I'm not going to stop you. If the husband wants to be patient, and the wife can be patient, and eat a little bit later. You can make late Shabbos. I'm going to the whole problem for you. You have no kids. You make late Shabbos. I always make early Shabbos. My kid and I make late Shabbos. Mm-hmm. It's a sociological thing. My children always like to leave early, and first of all, we always made early Shabbos. Now, we make late Shabbos. So let's press these green buttons. See if we can find out.
Maybe he's making
it even
from
Buster. Why not? Shabbos Lab Buster.
Even though because it's right next to it.
So what? So what? Let's take a look at the various. Okay. Rokeach. Second is Rokeach. The same one we saw before. Whoa. These are the Ha'oros. Oh. This is the Simon of the Rokeach. Who's a historian here? This is not the real Rokeach. It's the Simon of the Rokeach by Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Kolonimus, the Germaiza. Wow. It wasn't the Rokeach himself. Look at Abtabitza, this book of the Rav Yoh. Whee! Okay. And here's who's this great Gadol? Rav Shmuel Yehuda Katzenelenbogen. The Maharshik, Bino Shel Amarami Padua. Whoa. It's historical stuff, not halachic. But okay, it's also interesting. Anyway, back to where we go. Now, both sides, with this, I conclude first half of today's shir. And I conclude these in Yonin. And if you have any questions, I'll take the questions now. Otherwise, we're going to start the Chazorah right now. As I said, try to finish the Chazorah, Tov Shanayin Vov.